Cape Talk, the music focus.
It is Friday. It's almost time for the weekend, so you know what that means. It's time for good local music to ease you into the weekend. And today we have a bit of a romantic twist for you. An architect by trade, tenor at night, Cape Townian Werner van Blerk is passionate about French and Russian classical music. And next week, he'll be hosting a two-hour event in honor of these elegant works. French and Russian romances will be held at the Cape Town City Hall next Friday. And Werner joins us in studio now for more. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you're an architect by profession. When did you discover that you had a talent for music?
I've always liked music. I did a bit of music studying in my early teens and early 20s, and I decided to take up the reins again. I started singing again about 2 years ago, and I started performing again last year, and it's going fantastic. It's a wonderful opportunity for me to share my love with like-minded people and people that love the same composers that I do.
Is it popular? Are there a lot of people follow this kind of music, or is it niche?
It's quite a niche style of music, I would say. Some of the Russian composers are quite well known, like Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky. Most people would know them. Then the French composers, I mean, they are quite well known for people that do listen to classical music, but I would say the average person on the street might not be that familiar with them. But of course, it's fantastic music, and it's definitely worth investigating.
What about the language involved? I mean, how difficult is it to master the pronunciation? How much work goes into that?
The Russian especially is quite a challenge. I don't speak Russian myself. I work with a language coach for that. Russian is very different. If you do compare it with Italian, for example, there are quite a few extra consonants that you have to think about, and it's quite a tongue twisters to sing in Russian.
Yes, definitely. Do you understand what you're singing?
I understand. Of course, I work with a fantastic language coach that helped me with the pronunciation, and we also work through all the poems together. So I'm very familiar with the poets and also the poem that I'm singing in. So I'm very well.
Tell us a little bit about the repertoire for next week and what you're going to be singing.
Yes, the concert will consist of two parts. The first half would consist of French music, and the second half would be Russian music. The first half would include composers like Fauré, Guinaud and Debussy, Massenet, Poulenc and Satie. And the second half would include composers like Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, Mussorgsky and Mettner.
And do you have a long history of training, vocal training? Is this something that you've done since you were a child?
Yes, I started vocal training. I sang in choirs as a youngster, and then I started training after school. And then for many years, I didn't really pursue my vocal career as such. But then I took it up again, as I said earlier on. And then I started working with a very good friend of mine who is a professional singer. And we worked together. And she said, I'm going to start performing, which I did last year in the Endler Hall in Stellenbosch. I had my solo re-debut. And it's going fantastic. And the people seem to be wanting more. So that's why I'm doing more.
So you had a big response.
Yes.
And are you still working as an architect?
Yes, no, absolutely. That's my day job.
Now, is this something that... Which is your first love? Because, you know, I know a lot of architects who are musical. It's not something that's unusual. My cousin is an architect, and she is in a band, and I know a lot of... Is it something you did to fall back on, or is it something that you have passion for as well?
I've always been quite realistic, I think, in terms of music. I have quite an esoteric taste, and I've always knew that to pursue a career in music you have to be much more realistic in terms of repertoire, what you want to sing. And so I always thought I would rather do something else as a career and then maybe do music on the side as a
passion.
Expression and passion of myself. Yes.
And in that way you can actually choose exactly what you want.
Absolutely.
To sing, and not necessarily what's commercial.
That's right.
Is that right? Tell us a little bit about the song that we're going to hear. We're going to be playing out, I think, with, is it called The Mountain?
No, it's called the
Fountain.
The Fountain.
The Fountain,
correct, yes.
Okay, but who
is it? It's a song by Claude Debussy. I'm actually doing three songs of him at the concert. It's from a cycle called the Baudelaire Cycle. These are arrangements for piano and voice on text by Charles Baudelaire, the French symbolist poet. It's beautiful, wonderful music, very impressionistic written, but also very much a focus on the symbolic or the symbolist movement of the time that was very prevalent in Paris. And this specific song is about a lover singing to his mistress, and she's lying next to a beautiful fountain. It's sort of moonlight, and the music is quite romantic, and it's quite introspective as well.
Okay, so we are talking to Werner van Blerk. His concert is at the Cape Town City Hall on Friday the 24th of May, and you can get tickets via Quicket, and they're 200 rand a ticket. Here's the song, The Fountain.
Tes beaux yeux sont là, pauvre amante, reste longtemps à les rouvrir dans cette pose nonchalante où ta surprise le plaisir. Projet